Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence and The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, and soul development. Today I welcome Dr. Naiman Naeem, author of Healing From the Inside Out, a medical doctor who specializes in critical care, pulmonary medicine, and palliative care. Hello, Dr. Naeem, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to share a multidimensional view of healing, wellness, and personal growth.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, for having me, and I'm excited to have this conversation.
As am I, and I loved reading your book. As listeners of Healing From Within, no, and as the title of the show suggests, Healing From Within, we are multidimensional beings of energy, spirit, body, and mind, and as such, healing is based on understanding the inner wisdom of our soul essence, spiritual energies, and embracing this inner awareness of life for greater health, prosperity, a purposeful life, and always moving past fear and limitations to embrace new opportunities and insights. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Naeem shares how often patients develop chronic illness and are led to believe they will just have to accept their diagnosis. Medical professionals often tell them the condition is chronic and they will have to manage painful and debilitating symptoms. Dr. Naeem, with a foreword from Dr. Bernie Siegel, explains this is a false mindset and a failure to engage the spiritual and emotional side of healing. We will also discuss how the mind and our patterns of thought may sabotage our healing journey, and we'll practice exercises that focus on positivity. We will also discover the power of the mind to transcend physical limitations. I always love to begin each show by asking my guests to think back to their childhood and to remember a person, a place, an event, or something that may have given them or other people around them some insight into the future life path they would explore and the values perhaps and lifestyle that would be important to them as an adult. So think back for a minute. Yeah. Tell us something about yourself as a kid.
One thing that has defined not only my childhood, but my entire life has been an intellectual curiosity and a desire to seek knowledge. I've always been a seeker and an explorer. And this played out, through excelling academically. And it wasn't just within, the confines of academics and the school system. I mean, I would seek out knowledge wherever I could find it, from my elders, from reading books on my own, from many sources. And it was at that time that I got really interested in human potential and human behavior. That interest was catalyzed by one time I was in a bookstore, and I was in the self-help section, and I came across a book by someone who I didn't know at the time, who we all know, Tony Robbins. I believe it was Unlimited Power, and it literally fell off the shelf. And I was looking at these books, and I read that book when I was 15 or 16, and It blew me away. I mean, the things he was talking about, how he transformed his life, and that really catapulted my journey to diving deeper into this whole world of transformation of consciousness and metaphysics by reading other authors, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle. I mean, the list goes on and on. So the thing that has defined my life has been the fascination with human potential, human behavior, and what we can achieve.
Listening to you talk, I was the same type of kid. I was in the gifted class. I accelerated. I was in college by 17, and I had many questions like, who are we? What is life about? I studied religion and philosophy and science, and I had a lot of questions, and I knew a lot of the information being given to me by perhaps teachers or parents or people in my life was just not enough. There was something inside, like there was almost an emptiness that wanted to be filled with the truth. The truth was very, very important to me. So I understand that. I have another coincidence with you. You say that you were accepted into an internal medicine residency in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, my dad studied podiatry in Cleveland, Ohio, and I always remember him telling me about he was from New York, and being Jewish, he was looked at as an oddity there. So I kind of thought that you may have also felt a little out of place in some places. Maybe from childhood, because you were very unique and gifted. My father was in college at like 15. He was also very bright and gifted. So, yeah. So I thought you'd like to hear that coincidence.
No,
Nothing.
that's
Nothing's a
yeah.
coincidence, anyhow. It's just
No.
a message from spirit to show us how connected we really are. Yeah.
Definitely. No, that's an interesting story. And then speaking to what you said, I mean, from a young age, the other thing I started to realize, I really questioned, society's model of reality and what we took as real and what's the truth. I mean, I had this feeling from a young age that things are not always as they appear because we get all our information through our five senses. But I had this deep inner, I wouldn't say a knowing, but a suspicion that there is more to life and more to reality that we can perceive through our five senses. And I had that from a young age, long before I got into transformation. And I couldn't define it. I couldn't
Yeah,
put my finger on it.
I understand
So.
because later on, as I got into all the books that you were mentioning and much more, as my heart was opening up to a different soul purpose and reality, I felt this the same exact way. And what it is, it is an energy form of life that's part. The duality of our soul and energy life and our physical life, and needing to merge them or bring them together, and that's a reality. It's not. It's a truth. It's a fact of living. And there are many things we can't see, but we can feel them at perhaps, and they are real nonetheless. And that's what you were looking for, and that's what we both have learned to be the truth. So that's a great gift that we know that. Why are you a conventional physician writing a book about healing? What is it you hope to show in this book that moves past the allopathic way of thinking or Western way of thinking about medicine?
So when I got into medical school and eventually graduated and got into my training, it was a very busy time in my life, and I got really deeply embedded into my medical training and learning everything I could to help my patients. But I soon realized that, and based on my earlier experiences, that our model, our medical model, is deeply flawed, and we treat our patients with medications and procedures and surgeries. And I'm not saying that they don't need those things at a certain stage in their illness, but what I came to realize is that, we are treating our patients at the most superficial level of who they are. And what I mean by that is their physical being. And like I said it earlier, how, life is more than what we perceive with our five senses. Well, the physical is what we can perceive with our five senses, but we are multidimensional beings with several levels of of existence, which include the mental or the mind. There's our emotions, the emotional self. There's the vibrational self, which refers to our energy, and there's the spiritual self. And I soon realized, because of my earlier experiences diving deep into transformation and consciousness and metaphysics, that medical school only teaches us how to deal with that most superficial level. And this played out in seeing my patients stuck in the paradigm of chronic disease and being told that, this is it. They're not going to get better. There's no way to heal. And I knew that that was not the truth. That's just what was being taught to us as medical students, as residents, and what we in turn imparted to the patients we cared for. And I rekindled, I had gotten busy, so I had left kind of my earlier interests, but I got back into applying what I had learned about human potential and behavior to chronic disease. And I've always been fascinated with the medium of a book. I've always wanted to write a book. I just didn't know what I would write about because it seemed like everything had been written about. And, then I came up with this idea, well, now that I'm starting to explore this at a deeper level, I should just write about this and see if I can publish a book. So I started that journey many years ago. And, I reached out to Bernie Siegel to write my foreword, and I got the greatest compliment from him. When I sent him my initial manuscript, what he said is that I felt like I was reading one of my own books. And
Absolutely.
I was deeply complimented by that. And then, the book got published last September, and it's out now. So it was my own desire to uncover how we can truly heal instead of living with the current healthcare paradigm of having to suffer with chronic illness throughout our whole lives, which I know we don't have to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have interviewed many physicians and surgeons, including Dr. Eben Alexander, who had a near-death experience, and Dr. Vernon
Amazing.
Silvest and Dr. Raymond Moody, and Dr. Miguel Ruiz, who was a surgeon and shaman. He was a surgeon, but he went back to work more with the metaphysical energy as a shaman. And so many spiritual psychologists, and they all approach healing from a mind, body, spirit perspective, as you do, just as we're talking about here. And I would think it's like anything else. It's an evolution of watching that if something's not working most effectively with all your training in medicines and surgery, that you need to focus on a bigger, the whole human being. A bigger perspective to finding out what's the cause of the disease. And it could lie very deep at a cellular level due to a trauma, either in this life or before this life. And I absolutely love the way you're expressing that. And if we go on, we're going to understand what's true healing. So, what is true healing?
So, how I define healing is cultivating and integrating all the different levels of who you are to create the optimal environment for your chronic disease to be treated effectively. So, I've already mentioned this, but I'll go over it again. When I talk about the different levels of who we are, we all know the physical, but there's also the mental, and the mental is the mind, and it's divided into the conscious and the subconscious mind. And then the mind is where our thoughts originate, but we are not our thoughts. That's just an aspect of who we are. Often we identify with our thoughts, and that becomes a problem because a lot of what we think is negative, and negative thinking, I think, is one of the greatest epidemics facing our planet. It's negative thinking. And so that's one aspect of ourselves that we have to cultivate. Then there's the emotional self. And emotions are how is our experience of what our soul is experiencing in our body here on this planet, and that is expressed through emotion. But often our emotions can also become misguided, especially when we don't fully experience our emotions. We are meant to experience the full spectrum of who we are through emotion, from the heights of ecstasy to the depths of despair. And I'm not saying we go out and seek those negative emotions, but we are going to experience them because that is the nature of reality. That's the nature of life.
Well, I think
We're
that's
not.
why we're on the planet, to experience all these emotions, from the lowest
Experience all of these
vibrational
things.
to the highest, so we may begin to choose those that bring us greater compassion and love. And I always
Right.
tell my clients, on any given day, 50% or more of the thoughts coming into our head are negative. Now, the goal is to learn to pinpoint that, see it for what it is, and say, I don't engage you, or laugh at it and say, I will wait till a better thought or opportunity comes in, and learn how to. Well, meditation teaches you this, how to go in a state of peace and calm. And when you feel the way you feel doing that, you know you don't want the chaos and commotion of the negativity that comes in with the lower vibrational energies of blame and anger and judgment. So you learn to know them, and you learn to discard them because they don't work. And you also said in your book, cure is an end point. Finding a cure or dealing with, symptoms is an end point, whereas healing is a process, and it's really not a linear process, it's really a non-linear process. You also mentioned Anita Morjani, the author of Dying to Be Me, who has been a guest on this show, and listeners may go back to 2012. The show is October 15th, 2012, and it's titled For Healing, Conquer Fear, Conquer Death. So I love talking to her, and I'm sorry that she had to go through her near-death experience and be so sick for 4 years with cancer. But she learned something from that experience. Can you tell her what she learned? You expressed it very, very well. What she really learned, yeah.
So the thing is, for those who don't know the story, Anita Morjani was suffering from a type of lymphoma, and she was literally on her deathbed, and I read her book a couple of times, and then what happened is that she had this realization of her true nature, of who she truly is, beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond emotion, beyond the body, beyond everything. And she had this realization of herself as unconditional love, as her true nature. And it was when she had this realization that she healed. I mean, she
Yes, she
healed
had a
in
spontaneous healing, actually.
spontaneous, what we call, what modern medicine calls spontaneous healing or spontaneous remission, which they're soon to dismiss because they can't understand it. But the thing is, I don't think that modern science or medicine has the technology to measure that. I mean, there are some things that are just beyond. Maybe one day we will, but we can't. But you can't. Nobody can discount what she went through. And then another physician, Andrew Weil, has written a book, I believe, about spontaneous healing and remissions, where he discusses countless stories. So this story is not unique to Anita Morjani, but
No.
she wrote a book that was I believe a bestseller, and popularized this notion. And you mentioned Eben Alexander, who has actually endorsed my book, but he also went through a near-death experience himself.
Yes.
So and that's he was a neurosurgeon
And
before
he
this
didn't.
happened. I mean, he
Yeah, I interviewed him. He didn't believe, as I didn't believe years ago,
no.
in a reality. I thought, you die and people remember you through the good deeds. That's what I was taught to
Right.
believe, and so I was terrified, and so many people are terrified of death. But there is no death. There is only
No.
energy, and energy can
Yes.
never be destroyed. So our thoughts and our experiences are contained within this soul that raises up to this level of life after life. And that's what they're
Absolutely.
talking, that's what they discovered in their dying process. And because it was not their time to go and they had other things to achieve and to help other people with, they did not die. So they're
No,
still both
yeah.
on the planet. But let's go on to, why do you think the world's healthcare systems have strayed so far from the true path to health and healing?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and I may end up writing a second book to delve deeper into this. But when we're born into this world, we are born as pure beings of light, love, pure consciousness. Now what happens is that as we start growing up and experiencing the world, all of our attention gets directed outside. And there's so many things that are vying for our attention. And, you know, we have so many influences on ourselves. We have our parents, our extended family, and we have our school system, the education system. We have our peers. We have the media. We have popular culture. We have advertising, marketing, all these things that are literally conspiring to take our attention away from who we truly are and direct us outwards. And because of this, mindfulness has to become like a movement in order to get us back to our true nature. We have to create this thing called mindfulness when we are born mindful. We are born in a meditative state. So what I believe is that the reason why the healthcare systems has strayed so far from the true essence of healing is the same reason why as we progress in life from childhood to adolescence to adulthood, we stray from our true nature, because we lose our sense of that true nature, because we are told by the outer world that we have to look a certain way, we have to dress a certain way, we have to talk a certain way, we have to be a certain way in the world, when in essence we just have to be ourselves.
Yes,
and be who we are and express that unique true nature, go on that journey of awakening to who we truly are. And I think it's the same reason why the healthcare systems have strayed from the essence of healing.
Absolutely. If you don't know who you are, you can't reach your full potential. And most people are thought to think of themselves as less than the magnificent, mindful, soulful creatures that they are. You're absolutely right. And in relationship to this thought about energy and an understanding of the universal laws of energy, which is necessary to achieve this multidimensional or holistic healing. In my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote this. While my practice centers mainly on Yusui Shiki Ryoho, a Japanese spiritual Reiki healing system, I have studied several other healing modalities, all of which have enhanced my spiritual growth, as well as an understanding of the value for allopathic and natural alternative medicine to be used in conjunction with each other. The central message has been that all healing methods work with the God source energy within us. Many teachers and mediums have told me there are healing energies, call them angels, loved ones, or ancestors, present in our environment. And all energy healing treatments tap into a person's natural ability to receive and realign their energies to these and other universal healing sources. So again, there we are. We're much more than the physical body, and we have much more help in the universal energies in other layers of life. And when we call on them, spontaneous healings can happen. It's not done alone. It's done with the cooperation and the needs of our divine soul plan and universal plan all at once. So, I think that's what needs to be brought back into our educational system, our medical system, our legal system, our governments, the fact of knowing who we are and respect for all people and all ideas and all values, instead of so much negativity and blame and anger at other people who think out of the box, perhaps, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because, like, you know, if I were to sum up my book in a phrase or two, I would say, you know, healing from the inside out is all about essentially just awakening to our true nature. It's that aspect of ourselves that can't be defined, that can't be that unknown. And one of the steps in my healing journey and the healing path and the chapters is called embracing the unknown. And what I mean by that is getting to that place deep within ourselves that it pervades our physical reality, transcends our thoughts and emotions, and is one with all of life, all of nature, the universe, and the source, however you may think of the source.
Right.
For some people, that may be God. For others, it may be
energy.
Universal energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is one with, we are one with all of that. That is our true nature. And when you have that realization and you live from that place, there's nothing that you can't achieve. There's no challenge that you cannot overcome. You enter the flow of life,
yeah.
The flow of the universe.
And in your book you wrote, hopefully more will realize that we essentially have a foot in two worlds, but most
yeah.
of us do not realize this. You wrote this, the secret to healing and reaching our full potential is to acknowledge mm-hmm. the higher spiritual aspects of our being and to harmonize this with our physical selves. So
yes.
that is yeah. the goal in every aspect of our human and divine learning cycles. So I want to thank you, Dr. Norman Naeem,
yes.
author of Healing from the Inside Out, for a straightforward, necessary, and fascinating, incredible journey to the emotional, psychological, and spiritual roots of disease. This book has the potential to not only transform your approach to your chronic illness, but to life. For more information and to purchase this book, go to Naeeman, Naeeman, Naeem, Naeem.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, it has been my distinct pleasure to have Dr. Naeem show his profound love of life, humanity, looking with clarity and truth to understanding human and spiritual or energetic aspects of life in the hopes of taking us from a false illusion of self to the core essence of who we are, therefore harmonizing all aspects of our being. So any illness may be confronted by a host of emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual support systems. As Dr. Naeem wrote, if all aspects of life in the universe thrive in a state of flow, then it only makes sense that you as a human being on this planet can only thrive in a state of flow. As I have already discussed, all of our bodily processes from the subatomic level to the organ system depend on the flow in order to maintain a healthy state. Flow is our natural state. But modern life easily takes us out of this state with all of its demands, pressures, and distractions. So how do we maintain flow in every aspect of our being? You do this by being in the moment. The moment is where the past, present, and future coalesce in the now. The moment is where all separation ends between one human being and another. The moment is where you are one with nature and the entire universe. The moment is where there is complete synchronicity in all aspects of your life. The moment is when you transform time. When you transform time, when you transcend time, you transcend cause and effect, which is the usual paradigm of disease manifestation. Dr. Naeem and Dr. Bernie Siegel and I would like you to know that you can't separate your life, your lifestyle, emotions, and traumas from childhood, from your thoughts, actions, and ultimately your health. You are the protector and creator of your health, and as you learn to love yourself and find within ways for creating more meaningful relationships and for creative outlets, you will want to resonate in goodwill, kindness, and truly enjoy a more purposeful life. These are the keys to healing and to reversing so many diseases our modern-day world is plagued with. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear authors, visionaries, spiritualists, scientists, metaphysicians, educators, lawyers, musicians, and artists, indeed people from all walks of life, share a view of the universal laws of energy and ways to improve life, both personally and collectively. Shows can also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7.com. Thank you.